The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are looking out, seeking trouble, and then steering you clear of it, identifying it, shooting it down, steering clear of it. That's what we do here on The Danger Zone, where we talk each week with David Trainer, president of New Constructs. Now, New Constructs evaluates securities, that's stocks, funds, ETFs, on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. The attractive ones are easy to spot. The dangerous ones, well, they're a problem because typically they kind of look attractive. And then you dig in and you find out they're not. And at New Constructs, they dig in at the level of the dirt. They go down all the way to the grassroots and the footnotes. They dig in there and then they work their way up. And they often find that things that somebody else thinks look good, yeah, not so much. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. You can follow them on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome to Money Life.
Good to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Pinnacle Foods.
Danger, danger.
Pinnacle Foods. It's ticker symbol PF. And what is rotten in the food business here?
These guys are, you know, first of all, the stock looks favorable from a momentum perspective and has been going up quite a bit. And so that's always attracted attention. But most importantly, people think it's cheap on a PE basis. And the PE is overlooking a bunch of debt and deferred tax liabilities. And we think that the expectations in the stock are way too high. And when you look at insider trading trends, insider selling trends, I should say, we don't seem to be the only ones that have this opinion.
That's an interesting way to start it, however. What's wrong with the company is that the stock has been going up. You know, that's normally what we consider right with the company, right? We like it when the stock is going up. What is the problem with the stock going up? Why is it impossible for the market to sort of catch up to this and maybe make it that the stock is better? I mean, that's what somebody's going to say is like, hey, up is good, isn't it?
Yeah, up is good, except, you know, there's always a limit to that. It was really funny. I was having some meetings with some institutional clients last week, and we were talking about a particular stock, Netflix, that we've talked about on this show before, and about sort of the irrationality of its valuation. And one of my clients said, well, you know, that's the thing about irrationality is that potentially it's limitless. And I was like, that's exactly right. It could still go higher, but at least you know how far on the limb you're going when it comes to risk. Netflix is a unique situation because of the business model and sort of like Apple, sort of the following and popularity of the company. But when you're talking about a food company, frozen foods, you don't really quite have the support you might have for irrationality as you might have for a Netflix or an Apple.
So how irrational is this? I mean, when you bear it out, what's this priced for?
Well, $39 a share, they got to grow profits at about 10% for the next 10 years, compounded annually. And if they grow at only 5%, which is still about double what they've been doing, more than double, then they're only worth $25 a share.
That's a 40% haircut just off of that. And what do you think becomes the catalyst? That's always the toughest thing to identify. What's the catalyst here?
Well, we think that the insider selling pressure, you know, over the past 12 months, net selling is 22% of insider holdings. So that I think is going to be putting pressure on that. We also think that given the company's missed on revenue 5 of the 6 past quarters, we think that's going to happen again. All of the revenue growth, by the way, all of it, has been acquisition driven, right? And we've explained in the past many times, acquisition-driven top-line growth is also a recipe for disaster because even though the top line is doing well, the actual cash flows are not, right? So they're looking to continue to tuck in acquisitions to make the top line look good, but we think they're going to still miss on that. We also think that they're going to potentially have to cut on the dividend because the free cash flow or the cash flow is not there to support the dividend because they're spending that money on acquisitions, and those acquisitions aren't producing a commensurate amount of cash to justify their cost. So we think the company is effectively very close to running out of accounting mystical smoke to cover up the cash flow.
Well, it's amazing to me. You hear that and you're like, well, hey, we think the catalyst is going to be an earnings miss, but they've missed earnings for, you know, five of the last six while they've been riding up. So again, it does kind of point out that side that says things can go on for a while. You gave a scenario in which the stock is only worth $25. But what's your real feeling about the stock? I mean, that's still a positive case because you were still talking about positive earnings growth. If you wind up breaking this down and you don't think it's going to be that good, what's the stock actually worth in your book?
Well, you know, Chuck, I always give you what I really think, right? So, you know, I'm not really sure what you mean by that. I'm just kidding. You know, I think you're right. 5% for over 10 years growth, is, I think, is probably pretty strong. I mean, I think that we're probably looking more like a 50% haircut here, to be fair, when this gets back to reality. Because, look, we're talking mainly a lot of frozen foods here. It's a commodity. There is no margin opportunity. The company even states in its own 10-K that they're seeing commoditized product-type pressures. So it's, yeah, I think that we'd be happy if this thing can maintain $20.
Yeah, well, maintaining $20 on a stock price that's currently close to 39, not so good. That would be a dangerous investment. And in this case, it is Pinnacle Foods, ticker symbol PF, this week's Danger Zone pick, this week's dangerous investment. If you want to learn more about how they do it at New Constructs, go to newconstructs.com. Check out David's blog. Also, you can find out when he's posting things and more by following them on Twitter, at New Constructs. David, it's always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be with you.
Up next on the Monday, March 16th edition of Money Life, it's the Money Life Market Call. Mark Salzinger from the No Load Fund Investor in the house when Money Life continues.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.